This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind, folks? Congressman Kelly Armstrong here at the bottom of the hour to take your calls, questions, and comments. We're going to talk to Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council, bottom of the hour. Talk about a new documentary. Get some truth out there about coal. I love it. Powering the Past, Present, and Future. They're releasing that Friday night, 7 o'clock, coalmovie.com. You can watch that. I can't wait. I understand it's very, very well done, so that'll be great. Let's see here. A couple of birthdays we need to do before we get to Kelly. I have on good authority that my friend Lyle Anderson is 99 tomorrow. 99 years of age. Now, I know Lyle because he was one of the honor flight honorees. He is a Marine. He's a leatherneck, okay? And Lyle's been a guest of ours a few times on Veterans Day and different veterans events. And I met him on the honor flight trip to Washington, D.C. and just became a good friend. And I can't believe it. He's 99. His son-in-law told me that today was the big day, and I'm so glad he did, so we could remember to say happy birthday, Lyle, and maybe salute him with that Marine song, right? There you go, by golly. Love those leathernecks. They're the best.
From the halls of Montezuma.
You see, today's the Navy's birthday is today, too. Navy and Marine Corps always working together.
All right, there you go. There you go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And then we also had a birthday shout-out called in from Jamie Dean's mom. Jamie Dean's mom. But Jamie Dean is 49 today. Way to go. Happy birthday, Jamie Dean. So, always happy to give a shout-out to our fine listeners here on the program we call What's On Your Mind. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here, and your calls, questions, comments, welcome for him. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, we've been talking in the first hour a little bit about the stimulus package, specifically the fact that if you make $60,000 a year or less, you actually can end up making more on unemployment than you can if you were at your job. And there's lots of reports of employers trying to hire people back who are not answering their phones now and becoming a bit of an issue. I know that in the law, the governors can opt out with a 30-day notice of that $60. I would assume that was put in there to at least have a little bit of a relief valve that, okay, when you don't need this, you're back, you can do that. But I know that was not a big Republican push. That was a Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat push. But what do you think of the idea of opting out of that if we are getting to the point now where employers are not able to get people back because they're making too much?
Well, they're going to have to. And the reason is how this works and how it's enforced are two different things, right? When you deal with unemployment, it's a lot easier to deal with unemployment abuse or manipulation on the front end, right? Whether you get fired or you get laid off or those types of things. But bringing people back to work, and a perfect example for that is temporary farm labor. You know, they're seasonally laid off anyway. But the real reason you need to do this is an employer in one of these situations who informs unemployment that he's offered whatever 12 people their jobs back, and they're not answering their phones or any of that. I suppose technically the way the law works, you can make them, but there's not an employer alive that's going to want 12 people back at work that are really mad that they have to come back to work. So we are going to need some relief. And, you know, this caps in December, but that opt-out really makes some sense considering different states are going to reopen at different times. And it causes all kinds of problems, like I said, in the Ag Labor Department. The service industry is huge. And one thing I don't think we think about as much is the our supply chain issues for whether you're building a tractor, whether you're building a car, whatever you're building, those parts come from somewhere else. And those are the types of people that employees that make that have a good job, but it's probably less than 60 grand a year that we, I mean, if we can't get the economy back up and running, it's going to be a real problem. And I mean, Senator Scott, Senator Graham, I mean, they raised this issue right away before we even got the bill in the House on phase three. And they were accused of being heartless and doing all those things. But they were right. There's a perverse incentive built into this to not go back to work.
And so right now, really, the only relief valve is the governor's opting out. Is that what you're saying? Or probably.
Yeah. And I don't know what the, I mean, if they have to opt out in total or if they can do it. I mean, in different ways, and I look into it. But, I mean, as the economy starts going back to work, I mean, we have to get people back to work. And I think, you know, in states like North Dakota, I mean, people are ready to go back to work. People are ready to do these things. And so hopefully, in states like ours, it'll be people will want to go back and contribute because they always have. But we'll wait and see how it plays out.
Terry and Bismarck, question for our guests, Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Terry.
First of all, I want to thank you, Mr. Armstrong, for your service. And I have an idea. In the 60s, when we were in school, the Treasury Department came out with bonds that were accessible in smaller denominations so that us school children could save our quarters. And then when we got a certain amount, we could get a bond. And that bond would mature after 5 years. And I know it would be patriotic to try to implement something for smaller denominations for school children and younger people to get involved in it, and it would help fund some of this deficit that we so need because of what's going on. But, you know, maybe it was – I don't remember what they called it. It was a E-bond. Now they're double E or whatever they are now, but they could get them in smaller denominations. I think now the smallest denomination you can get is like $100 or $1,000 and then $5,000 and then $10,000. I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to float an idea. Maybe
it has some merit. I like ideas, and I like it more for the front end of it about, the patriotic part of it. You could even see a class using it as how this actually works when you're dealing with the Treasury. I know the Treasury, I mean, I just read an article this morning already that, says they are going to be aggressive and creative on how they're going to continue to help our recovering economy get back together. And I'm not sure how much that would actually really, I mean, how much we could sell, but anything helps right now. And more importantly, it would be a really good civics lessons for kids. So I think it's a great idea.
Well, that was the main thing behind me becoming conservative and learning how to save and what to do with money, because it was implemented early in my life and, you know, it just carries over. I think it would be a great learning experience for the kids in school to have an opportunity to learn what their money can do when they save.
I agree with you, and I've always said one of the first things we should teach in, you know, sophomore, junior year of high school is just a class on compound interest and how credit cards work. We teach kids a lot about how to go out into the world, but I think we forget to teach them how debt really works and how much money you spend on debt without ever paying the debt back.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate the call. Marlon is in Fergus Falls for Congressman Armstrong. Go ahead, Marlon.
Yes, I was watching the news this morning. In Hornendale this year, 24-hour news cycle, when does that get and change from news to psychological warfare? They're out of their mind.
Well, I mean, and it doesn't even matter your ideology. If you turn the TV, I'm on mountain time out here, so I'll use 6 o'clock in Dickinson, North Dakota. You turn on any news program all across, with the exception of possibly some stuff on C-SPAN, and that's not always true. And it's very difficult to find news. It's all opinion. Now, I will say that at least now we are getting our news delivered, or people are more honest about their ideology when they're doing that. I always was more concerned about the ideological news that tried to hide itself as hard news, and I think that is – at least we are starting to address that problem a little bit. But it's very difficult to watch news in the evening. It's almost all opinion and commentary.
Yeah, you're right. And 24/7 and, you know, three different networks doing it, you're not going to have a lot of substance. You're going to have a lot of fluff. So you're right. It's a problem.
Scott, it's even worse than that. And I use a non-political issue. When Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash, if you were watching news as that was going on, it was absolutely irresponsible, the different things that were being said on news during that day. I mean, that went from one person being dead in the crash to 11 people being dead in the crash. And in their race to be first, they don't check any accuracy anymore. And it's really a problem.
You're right. Darren in Bismarck for Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Darren.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Darren. Go ahead.
Hi, Darren.
Hey, just ran across a situation yesterday. I found out a coworker who had tested positive for COVID had it. I'm in the trucking industry, so I basically drive around the state of North Dakota delivering freight. And, you know, obviously have direct contact with this individual, at least on a daily basis, and was told that I wasn't eligible to be tested when I called my provider as far as COVID testing.
Interesting.
Call the Department of Health.
Hang on, Darren. We'll talk in a room. Brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters of Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson and Sons. We really encourage you to check out their website, hatandsons.com. Of course, we talk a lot about the bottom line that can be improved. and has been for over 1,000 buildings now. That's what I said. Over 1,000 buildings have the help of H.A. Thompson & Sons. They have the certainty on what that bottom line is going to be on their HVAC, all of their mechanical heating, air conditioning. And the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons do it all. They do it all for them. So something needs to be replaced, they replace it. Maintain it, they maintain it. You have one price that goes the whole way. They also have some indoor air quality products right now that can help you prevent coronavirus or other airborne viruses from spreading in your home or business. Find out more about that, too, all at hatandsons.com. Back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. So Darren in Bismarck is here, and your advice to Darren was get a test with the Department of Health instead?
No, just call them and tell them, I mean, tell them your story, because not only do I think that's not accurate and not right, given what you've told us, but they need to know that.
I called the Department of Health twice. I called the Department of Health. First time I called them, they told me to call my provider back and ask to talk directly to the doctor, left a message, was called back by a nurse, was told that CHI clinic does not have enough testing and that the state's guidelines are specifically to only test people with symptoms unless they fall under the CDC exposure rules, which is basically 15 minutes standing with next to the person. But I'm also working in a space that's an 8x10 space, and I touch all the same equipment that this individual touched on a daily basis. So then I called my doctor back, was told once again no by CHI, called the Department of Health, talked to, I believe, it's Tina or Tony there on their health emergency line, and was told, no, I could not be tested because that's the state guidelines. I finally was able to get a hold of Mid-Dakota Clinic, thank God for them, who actually would test me. But the bottom line is I tried the avenues that were directed. You would think we don't want people out there driving with corona, delivering freight throughout the state, but the state even told us from the Department of Health that the drivers did not have enough exposure to actually be tested, but they did fumigate the entire building and all the managers sent home.
Yeah, I mean, that just doesn't sound right. I will talk to them.
It doesn't pass the common sense test.
And find out about it.
No, it doesn't pass the common sense test. It doesn't, for sure. And I've heard before.
And I'll reach out to them. I want more information on this, too, because if we're going to get our economy back and running, we need people who are like you. Thank you for what you do, that are delivering goods and services all across the state to feel comfortable going to work, and that testing is part of that conversation.
Hang on, Darren. We'll get your information and get it to Congressman Armstrong's office, okay? Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Steve in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, hello. How are you
doing? We are here, Steve. We're doing good. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to tell you a little good news, you know, instead of all this horrible stuff about unemployment. I'm actually waiting for a phone call to go back to work. You know, I'm not hiding from the phone. I love my job.
I appreciate it. You know, I believe in us.
but here's the deal. I'll tell you what I do. I just talked to my my boss, but in hell yesterday. I drive airport shuttle. Okay. Now, I don't know. Am I going to even have a job? What circumstances are? I don't see the people coming in off airplanes. I mean, the last day I worked, I picked up the flight from Chicago. 3 flight craft crew and 1 person. So, yeah, I'm waiting, man. But I just don't want to, you know, think everybody is out there just scamming the unemployment system.
Fair point, Steve. No question about that. You always get the attention on the ones that are not doing it. But as you say, you're waiting, and that's great. I hope it's back.
Well, you know, And I'm not entirely sure. I mean, we created the incentive as the federal government. We created it. That's the problem. It's not even really a scam. Those people are hurting too. I mean, they're. I mean, if you can make more money one way versus the other way, I mean, that's why it was such a bad incentive to put in there without any real substantive triggers to get rid of it. But I feel for you. I've had to fly a couple times during this to get back and forth from D.C., and the creepiest place in the United States right now is an airport. And whether it's the Bismarck Airport, the Minneapolis Airport, they are just absolutely ghost towns.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call. Texter wants to know if anybody will ever go to jail for the witch hunt that they thrusted upon, I think that means thrusted upon, Donald Trump. The latest, of course, we know some information about the Michael Flynn FBI sham. And, hey, we're going to get this guy to lie and see if we can get him fired, writing it down in notes, no less. I've heard it from a lot of people. Is anybody going to go to jail?
I sure hope so. You know where I've been on this, Scott, since the beginning. I'm still waiting on Dunham to get through with this. But, I mean, you know, even with the FBI, the FISA issues. One of my biggest frustrations in that whole thing is the fall guy hasn't even been charged yet. What I mean by that is the FBI official who altered the email before he submitted it to a warrant. You don't need an 18-month FBI investigation to know somebody perjured themselves on a document in front of a judge. I mean, the fall guy hasn't even been charged yet. And that's, who I think is a good attorney general and Attorney General Barr. So it's as frustrating to me as it is to you. And we're going to continue to hammer on it with Jim Jordan on oversight and judiciary, and I'm lucky to serve on both those committees, and we're going to continue to go after it. We just sent something out today on social media about the Flynn deal, because as a former defense attorney, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and that's really, really bad news.
Let's see Brian Napoleon for Congressman Armstrong. Get you in here next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm just calling in frustration over this cattle market. There's just nothing getting done. I know that the cattleman is supposed to get some kind of payment. There's no plan. There's nothing coming down the pipe. They tell us there is. Hovind was on the other day, said how much money we got, and he got this and he got that. We ain't got nothing yet. Not even a plan. And the cattle markets and the hog markets are just a plain disaster. The packer is selling box beef for $3.57 a pound. Do you know what they paid the feedlot for that? They give them $1.60 per pound. So $200 raised times a 950-pound carcass equals $1,900. The packer is getting more for the beef than he pays the feedlot.
Let's give Kelly a chance to respond, because I only have a half a minute left before we have to let him go. What's the solution here?
In the short term, I can tell you, and I just approved it 10 minutes before we got off you, USDA is doing an investigation on the packers. DOJ has opened an investigation. This is something that has been frustrating to me since I've been in Congress. Now there are other members. But also, when we get back to regular order, I think it's about time that the Antitrust Subcommittee and Judiciary took a look at this as well. But we signed a letter today saying Secretary Perdue has to get the results of this investigation out now. So
there you go.
Where we can start looking.
Good stuff. Thanks, Kelly.
Our
Thanks, Brian.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Top infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci says a trial with an experimental drug suggests that remdesivir could shorten the recovery time for a coronavirus patient.
What it is proven is that A drug can block this virus.
President Trump says task force guidelines to stop the spread of the virus will fade out because governors are now taking the lead in reopening their own economies.
I think there's a tremendous pent-up demand. I've been at the White House now for many months, and I'd like to get out as much as I love this. This is the most beautiful house in the world, in my opinion. But I think there's just a great demand to get out.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says it may take a year or more for the economy to rebound, so the Fed is leaving a benchmark interest rate near zero. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
On What's on Your Mind. The parking lot prayer warriors are going to be out tonight at 20 different sites, including it's expanded to Montana. It's going viral, which is pretty cool.
Montana. We were not even just talking about it just across the border, but I mean way over in Missoula.
Yeah, I love it. That's fantastic. And you can tune in or you can join in. I think it's better to actually be in the parking lot right there with Todd. Hang on.
Absolutely. The South Visitor Parking Lot at CHI St. Alexius Health in Bismarck. But, yeah, and Sanford's doing it, too, and there's locations all over that are.
One of the really fun things that's come out of this challenging time. Also, tonight we're doing a talk radio town hall on AM 1100, The Flag, only, with West Fargo Mayor Bernie Dardis. So, West Fargo folks, the mayor's going to have more and more say here as things get into the nuances of who's open, who's not, what's enforced, what isn't, how do we do all this. So any of your questions about West Fargo reopening and how things will look, welcome tonight, 8 to 9 p.m. So busy night tonight. A lot going on for you, folks. Take it all in and enjoy every moment. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. Remember, we have the 24/7 line going, 855-200-1776. That's for you to tell us what's on your mind 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and to celebrate everybody that has that Be the Buffalo spirit. So you want to give somebody a shout-out for really doing some great things, let us know. We appreciate that. Simple as a phone call, 855-200-1776 from Oasis Petroleum. Jason Boris here from the Lignite Energy Council, President and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council. Jason, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
We're going to talk a little bit about an exciting project that you guys are working on that tells the story of coal, which I don't think we can do enough. Such a wonderful, rich history in North Dakota of affordable, reliable energy and the jobs and the industry and, you know, the livelihoods it's helped improve, which is really pretty amazing. But also, obviously, the future and what that looks like and knowing the importance of baseload energy, all those things very key. So before we get to the story, tell me a little bit about the industry in the middle of this COVID-19. What, if any, have been the impacts on the industry?
It's been really interesting because when this thing first started getting locked down, the United States government came out with guidelines on who were going to be considered critical essential infrastructure workers. And although power plant workers were included, coal miners were not. So us and other people, we began corresponding with the federal government, just reminding them that in North Dakota, there are no power plants without coal mines. And so we were able to get the coal miners themselves classified as essential critical infrastructure workers. And so that means now they can go about their business making that electricity without being subject to some of those more draconian shelter-in-place orders and things of that nature.
So business as usual in the mining process in North Dakota through that?
Certainly not business as usual. They've made a lot of accommodations. One of the things that's been done is no overlapping shift changes. So that's required an increase in complexity when you get a shift coming in that, you know, they have to clean down the equipment, make sure that there's no potential for contamination. So it's added an element of cost and complexity to things as simple as a shift change. So that's become one of the increasing levels of focus is how do you shuffle hundreds of people? Remember, a power plant or a coal mine, you're talking hundreds of people. And how do you continue to do the shift changes, do all that business without potential for contamination or infection? It's another reminder of the vast number of people that work in the coal industry. This is not a small operation. These are hundreds of thousands of jobs, or hundreds, if not thousands of jobs. And all of them are trying to keep each other safe.
Any impact on demand? I know that there's been, you know, business as usual of mining coal and having it there and stockpiling it while doing all those new precautions. But what has the demand done?
I don't know the exact impact on demand yet. We'll learn more as we look back and see the comparison to what business as usual is. One of the interesting things is, typically, the spring and fall are not times of great demand spikes in the industry. And so it's really hard to say all these people who are now working from home or educating from home, what will that do to the demand of electricity, to the distribution of electricity, and to people's residential business electricity rates. So we'll learn that. We'll learn more about that answer in the next few weeks and, you know, month or so as we're able to crunch the data that's coming back.
So let's talk about coalmovie.com, 7 p.m. Tomorrow night is the debut. That's when it is released officially. And, again, you can watch it online at coalmovie.com. What is the drive behind this? Tell us a little bit about telling the story through a movie and a documentary and why that's important.
A lot of people don't know the full story of coal. They see skewed coverage from some of the large media conglomerates or environmental industry activists. But they, even in North Dakota, sometimes they don't know what goes on in their own backyard with coal. And we said, let's take a little bit of extra time, not just a 30-second hit, but let's put some time and energy into educating the whole story of coal, a little bit about the history, the reclamation process, the conversion into electricity, and let's personalize it and talk to some of the people in the industry. And so that's really been the impetus for doing this, is let's educate the people on what the coal mining industry really is through the eyes of industry personnel.
And with that information, you know, getting it sort of the full story rather than in bits and pieces or in agenda-driven journalism, which there's plenty of, what do you hope the outcome is? What's the goal with this?
Really to increase the support for coal, to make sure that when people flip that light switch that they are mentally saying, thank you, coal, every time they do that. When you're streaming for your Zoom conference for school or work or whatever, you flip that, you click that mouse button and say, thank you, coal. Everything that we're doing in this lockdown right now depends more than ever upon a reliable source of electricity. You know, when you're talking to your buddy or watching a funny Facebook video or whatever, it's not a huge deal if there's a hiccup in the electricity. When you're doing telehealth, when your job depends upon making a sales call on video conference, when you're doing a test or something like that from a school education perspective, it's important. It's critical to have stable, reliable, affordable electricity. Now, everybody's using a lot more electricity in their homes right now. who wants to be paying more for their electricity right now when the economic outlook is even more cloudy than it has been in the past?
I think personally one thing that people don't grasp is the amount of demand for energy that increases with, you mentioned Zoom as an example. I mean, Zoom isn't just taking the power of your laptop, right? Or the laptop power of everybody that's hooked up to do it, but there's servers behind it that make it go for X amount of meetings over, you know, X amount of business places. Same thing with an iPhone and watching a video, you know, or a download. I mean, the amount of power just from technology and the changes we've had is unbelievable, but because it's always available, we really don't think about it, right?
Yeah, I mean, you buy an Xbox. The Xbox alone uses more electricity than a fridge. But then you start, as you mentioned, what is the servers? The cost to stream a video all the way across the internet on the server, that electricity is massive. And it only increases every time you watch a video. That video is playing just for you. It's not like a broadcast TV where you play one story and it broadcasts to the whole world. That video is playing for you and you alone. It's a massive amount of electricity that we're using right now.
Yeah, is it ever. Talk a little bit about the story and what we're going to see in this movie, Powering the Past, Present, and Future. What are you most proud of in the documentary?
The people. You get a sense, more so than anything we've ever done, of who these people are that work in the industries. You get a sense for the families, the communities, the lifeblood of these coal counties in North Dakota is coal. And you really get a sense for that in this movie, who these people are. They're your neighbors. They're the business owners. And you also get a sense for the reclamation, the love of the land that coal miners feel for their environment. They make the point that we're not just doing reclamation because the government tells us to, but this is like literally the land that we live on, the land that we farm on. Of course we're going to take care of it. So that sense really comes through in this documentary of the love of the land that coal workers have in North Dakota.
What does the future look like? What does it leave us with in the way of a knowing it's an industry that is just constantly fighting battles, regulatory battles and, you know, political agendas from, you know, different movements? What does the future look like? What does the movie leave us with there, Jason?
I think it reinforces the precariousness of the industry, but also it leaves you with a sense of hope. You know, we're not just fighting a battle against market forces, fighting a battle against market forces compounded with government policies against environmental industrial activists who are driven by greed and hatred of the industry. And all of those things combine to say, what is the road into the future for coal? Well, it's not smooth. It's bumpy, but it's also hopeful, looking at new ways to monetize coal through rare earth elements. Or what does electric vehicles mean? Where is that electricity going to come from? If a phone uses more electricity than a refrigerator, how much electricity does the car use? So there is hope. There's a path into the future. It's not a straight path, but it's a hopeful path, and that does come through in the documentary.
Yeah, that's great. You mentioned the rare earth elements. That's one that we've talked about for a while, but a lot of those rare earth elements that are integral to everything we talked about in servers and laptops and iPhones and everything else come from China, and we're rethinking our entire supply chain from China right now. So there is some hope there and other places as well. I'm really looking forward to this movie. Encourage you to tell others about it. Coal, Powering the Past, Present, and Future, released tomorrow night, 7 p.m. online at coalmovie.com. Coalmovie.com. Jason Bohr from the Lake Night Energy Council, thank you very much. And congratulations to the Lake Night Energy Council and the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future on that project. Okay, teachers have been surveyed. We'll tell you about that next.
The Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink.
Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Everyday Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on Your Mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC, committed to the health and well-being of their employees and customers. You. They are open for business, but they understand the importance of reliable transportation and continue to provide the products and services you need. Meanwhile, they have taken extra precautions about sales and service to make sure you are safe. Hey, if you're not comfortable coming in, you can purchase or lease over the phone or online. They'll even come right to you. Go on SchwannBuickGMC.com and click Shop, click Drive. 0% APR for 84 months plus 120-day deferred payments with approved credit. Or if your vehicle needs service, ask about their pickup and delivery options, too. Family-owned, community-driven. We care. We're here to help. We will get through this together. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour tomorrow, Senator Kevin Cramer of the weekly talk radio town hall in this very hour. And in our first hour tomorrow, we're going to try something a little different. We're going to do a COVID-free Friday. 1 hour COVID-free. Okay? Just to talk about anything but. Now, if you have something you think needs to be talked about that hasn't been talked about, let us know. Okay? Lay it on us.
I like it.
You can email me, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or text 701-367-2054, or text HOT 701-226-8503. What should our COVID-free Friday topics be in hour number one tomorrow? What are you just missing more than anything? I don't know. We've talked a lot about Joe Biden's issues. He's got an issue going on right now. It's kind of heating up, too, because Joe's been hiding from it. Hiding Biden, you know?
I like that. I like it.
That might be one of them.
Hiding Biden.
We could tackle. We got Michael Flynn. What about on the local front? I don't know. We'll come up with something, but we welcome your suggestions as well. Mike in Berthold, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Can you hear me?
I can, sir.
Okay. I would like you to conduct an experiment for me, if you would.
You want me to conduct an experiment for you?
Yes.
Okay, and the experiment would be what?
Shut your business down for 7 weeks. Or get told to shut your business down for 7 weeks. Get told that all of this help is available when it's not. And then get told you can open your business, but limited. So really, you no longer own your business.
Yeah, you're describing the condition of a lot of folks covered by those executive orders. Fortunately, in North Dakota, that number has been, the percentage of overall businesses has been small compared to other states, but doesn't make it any easier for those that had it. What kind of business are you in, Mike?
Well, my wife is a cosmetologist, owns her own business, has for 28 years. I don't know if she'll have her business anymore. My brother owns a bar in small town North Dakota. But it's kind of like we're going into a police state now. They can open, but it's going to be dictated how they can run their business. And I guess my perspective is my wife is the one at risk going back to work. She has no idea where people come from. They can go to Menards and be with 800 people,
yeah,
and then come sit in her chair.
I would tell you this, so that I don't know how many of the programs you've attempted to access, either for your wife or for your brother, but there are a number of programs now available from the Bank of North Dakota that sort of filled in the gaps that weren't there from the federal, including some microloans. I've heard some smaller restaurants and bars have been able to access that, and same thing with self-proprietorships through beauty salons or whatever. So
there.
Yeah,
they both applied for federal programs. There's no way to find out where your application is. You hear nothing back for 7 weeks. And I guess my point is that we live in America, and this really concerns me because we're doing all this to save people. Who's going to show us in the end of this that we saved people?
Well, that'll be something that'll be...
I think more people have been in the hospital from influenza and died from influenza in North Dakota.
Well, the amount of people that died in a relatively short period of time is pretty significant. There's no doubt about that. But there obviously are also the issues with the flu every year. It's just a different strain of the flu and spreads very quickly. I mean, all those things. I think everything you talked about is going to be debated again and again and again. There's no doubt about it. And if there's any way I can help in any way, if you feel like you're not getting an answer from somebody, please let us know. We'll do what we can. I share your frustration, though, Mike. I really do my best to your wife and to your brother. North Dakota United surveyed all of their members. North Dakota United is the teachers' union. And they asked a question of teachers as to, hey, should we reopen schools? What do you think? I think the question was, will you feel safe? Would you feel safe if your school reopened? And as of last night, 1,679 responses, 1,501 have indicated they would not feel safe, 178 said they would. So that's 89% of teachers indicating they would not feel safe returning to their classrooms. Now, I don't know how many total teachers there are in North Dakota. And I know that the North Dakota Teachers Union is, well, they're a teachers union. And so just that tells you all you need to know. I don't know that they represent necessarily all the views of education. It'd be nice if they maybe thought about including parents and others as well in that. But that seems like a high number to me, doesn't it? I don't take teachers as being the kind of, well, I'd rather stay home. I don't know. But just a number for you to consider. Toss it out for your review, and we'll pick it up tomorrow, folks. God bless you.
Jensen Brothers Construction is hiring experienced equipment operators right now in North Dakota. They have immediate openings for experienced operators for grading and underground projects in central and western North Dakota. Competitive wages, health insurance, and plenty of hours with a full backlog of work. Apply online at JensenBrothersConstruction.com or call Craig at 701-561-1805. Jensen Brothers Construction, making the earth move since 1947, an equal opportunity employer.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1 preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.